SBS Radio. Pergerakan seperti kampanye hashtag MeToo telah mengangkat harapan para wanita di seluruh dunia untuk perubahan budaya dalam perlakuan di tempat kerja. Namun, organisasi yang berusaha melakukan perubahan besar dalam budaya tempat kerja memperingatkan bahwa peningkatan dalam keragaman, kepimpinan, dan perubahan budaya bukanlah proyek jangka pendek. Berikut laporan dirangkum oleh Murray Silby. Pesan dari Seminar Keragaman, Kepimpinan, dan Perubahan Budaya di Melbourne oleh Committee for Economic Development of Australia mengatakan dengan jelas, gender tidak boleh menjadi kendala dalam karir Anda.
I can remember with my last two girls, when I looked at them at birth and saw that they were girls, well, I actually knew about it from antenatal ultrasound, but the thought crossed my mind that just the gender alone was going to have a massive impact on what they were likely to choose and to be able to do. And I think that is wrong from a social justice point of view, from every way you look at it. They may not choose to do certain things, but at least they should have equal opportunity without any disadvantage.
Director dari Department of Pediatric Surgery di Christchurch Hospital di New Zealand, Professor Spencer Beasley telah membantu memimpin beberapa kampanye untuk memperbaiki kebudayaan dalam rumah sakit. Ia juga mengatakan diperlukannya pengambilan keputusan dengan tegas untuk melakukan perubahan dengan benar. Meskipun jika keputusan itu membuat orang-orang penting yang berjasa menggalang dana meninggalkan organisasi tersebut.
You have to be brave about it. And in fact, although you might feel that you're losing something in the short term, you're actually gaining something in the long term because the message will go out very powerfully to everyone around that this sort of behaviour is not tolerated and it will attract the better people who respond to that and will not behave in the same way.
Assistant Commissioner Wendy Stindam adalah pemeran utama dalam usaha untuk mereformasi budaya tempat kerja di Kepolisian Victoria. Ia mengatakan untuk merubah budaya dari 20.000 staf tidak dapat dilakukan dengan segera, terutama jika 72% pegawainya adalah pria.
In terms of capturing hearts and minds, I think we're on a very long journey, and I think this is probably one of the key points that I would like to make. Cultural change does not happen overnight. We started this work and commissioned the work in 2015, and the report was delivered to us in December 2015. So we're many years into this work, and we have an enormous way to go in terms of achieving cultural change.
Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commissioner Victoria Kristen Hilton telah bekerja berdampingan dengan Kepolisian Victoria dalam program reformasinya. Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission memeriksa Kepolisian Victoria dan melaporkan bahwa 40% wanita yang bekerja di sana mengalami pelecehan seksual. Commissioner Hilton mengatakan, ia melihat bertambah banyaknya keluhan tentang pelecehan dari pihak polisi setelah diluncurkannya proses reformasi itu. Dan ia melihat itu sebagai tanda tindakan yang sukses.
The same thing happened in our organisation, which takes external complaints from people around a whole bunch of attributes when the Me Too campaign sort of kicked off in August of last year. Since then, we've had a 40% increase in complaints of sexual harassment. So that tells you something about the, the endorsement or approval or the ability to be able to speak up and be believed.
Asisten Komisaris Tindam mengatakan, anggota jangka panjang polisi Victoria tidak akan lolos dari dampak pelecehan dalam bentuk apapun. Ia berserah kepada setiap anggota staf atas sampai bawah untuk merefleksikan bagaimana mereka bereaksi terhadap perilaku negatif di masa lalu dan bagaimana mereka akan bereaksi di masa depan.
You've either been a perpetrator, you have been a victim or exposed to the behaviour. You have been a bystander or you have been a combination of all of the above. And there wouldn't be anyone in our organisation that wouldn't fall into one of those categories. And so it is about that reflection and understanding about where you fit into that.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.